Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
My name is Mark G. Meadows, and I am the music director, pianist, and vocalist for this show.
And we're talking about Hotter Than July, Stevie Wonder, which is at Signature Theater now through July 17th, so get your tickets now. Hey, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, man.
All right. So we've spoken before. I think it was maybe Ain't Misbehaving. You were saluting Fats Waller and all that stuff.
But now we're
saluting a different icon, Stevie Wonder. Explain sort of how this works. It's in the title, right? It's all about that 1980 album, Hotter Than July.
Yeah, we are paying tribute to Stevie Wonder and one of his quintessential albums, Hotter Than July. As most of Stevie Wonder's albums do, they tell the story of the times. Stevie Wonder is an artist who, no matter where he is in his journey, he reflects it in his music. Even the album artwork, you open the album artwork and it's a picture of Martin Luther King and protesting. And many people don't know, but you know, this album, even though he has many hit songs, you know, that people love and recognize, he also has some songs that really talk about what was going on in those times. And he's actually, people don't know this, and we talk about this in the show, but Stevie Wonder has a lot to do with why we celebrate Martin Luther King Day. And he actually wrote a song, Happy Birthday, which to many is the Black anthem for Happy Birthday. And he wrote that song for Martin Luther King. And after this song, we go to see legislation passed to make MLK Day a national holiday.
Yeah, I mean, we all remember that song, the Happy Birthday. It's like it circles in our heads, and you're right, because this album was in 1980. He sings that song. You know, I guess it was down at the Reflecting Pool, right? It was down
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then shortly after, I guess, you know, that sort of forces or inspires, or however you want to look at it, Reagan to make it an official holiday.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, remind everybody that you know, this is what I get. It was in 1980, but so by then, you know, Stevie, I guess it was maybe like his 20th studio album or something. Like he'd rattled off.
Oh yeah, no, he was. Yeah, he really was an artist who used his platform to speak the truths. And the another interesting part about the show is myself and our bass player and our drummer are all new dads. We all have kids, you know, under 2 years old. And so, you know, we have a bit in there where we do the song Isn't She Lovely, which is the song that Stevie wrote for his daughter, Aisha. And me and the dads do a trio number where we dedicate it to our recent sons. It's just a fun show. It's a fun evening of life, of relaxation, of jamming, of it's hot, man. It's just a high energy show where we really bring you guys not only into the life of Stevie Wonder, but how his music has really underscored all of our lives.
Awesome. So you mentioned, you know, you sing Happy Birthday off the album. What are the songs on the actual album? Because I know you're doing a couple others, like you just mentioned, you're doing Isn't She Lovely, but just sticking with the theme of that actual album, which other ones are we going to hear from that actual album?
You hear Rocket Love. You hear All I Do. You hear Lately. You hear Master Blaster. You hear Did I Hear You Say You Love Me. You'd hear As If You Read My Mind. The good thing about Stevie and doing this particular album is the album order itself is perfect. We actually really do the first like five songs from the album just straight through, because it really, you know, what better way to get the order of how the artist wanted to actually portray his music than just to go off of the album. So we don't do the entire album, but we do the songs that really that we relate with, and then we throw in some other classic hits from Uptight, Everything Is All Right, to, you know, Summer Soft, to we do Higher Ground. So it's a fun night of Stevie's hits and our favorite hits, and in between we tell anecdotes about how his music relates to us. We tell facts about Stevie that people didn't know. It's an informative, fun, spiritual experience.
Awesome. So you're singing the songs, and then in between, you're sort of tying them all together with fun facts and trivia or historical context, that kind of stuff.
There's like totally a storyline. Yeah, we go from, you know, the first little chunk of it deals with all the different types of love that Stevie talks about. And then in the middle, we kind of go to the, you know, parent section where we do songs like Isn't She Lovely and Do Like You, which tells a story of, you know, a little boy getting inspired by his sister to dance. And then we kind of get into, you know, the meat of what he was talking about a lot with Cash in Your Face, a song, and Master Blaster and the Happy Birthday. So it's a very well thought out set list that we put together.
Awesome. Well, I guess we've covered the songs pretty good. Let's tell us who's singing them, obviously, and performing them, because we got vocalists and instrumentalists. So in addition to yourself, Mark G. Meadows, who else is joining you on stage?
I've got Solomon Parker, who's a signature favorite. He's been in so many different productions of Signature Theater, from Ain't Misbehavin' to After Midnight. And he is just a dynamite performer, singer. He actually has a dance number in this particular show. We let Solomon break loose a little bit. He just works the stage. He's an incredible dancer. We also have Rochelle Rice, who is a famous DC jazz artist. Her voice is just a voice that as soon as you hear it, it goes straight to your heart. She's an amazing performer, an amazing spirit. She is exactly what the theater needs. And then we also have Dante Pope, who's our drummer, who's also an incredible vocalist in his own right. He sings with me on Isn't She Lovely, as well as some other songs. And in the band, we've got Elliot Seppa, a new dad, who's a bass player, one of the most called bass players, most working, busiest guys in the city. We have Trey Sorrells, incredible saxophonist. He also plays this instrument called the iwi, which is like an electronic wind instrument. He plays alto saxophone. And then we've got Deontay Haggerty Willis, who plays electric guitar, and he's playing some dobro to give us like a slide kind of, you know, traditional sound. And that's everybody. Yeah, guitar, bass, drums, sax, and me and the vocalist.
Awesome. Well, you've dished on all of your, you know, your co-stars. Tell us a little more about you before we run. I mean, we've spoken with you before, but just in case people missed our past conversations, you know, where did you grow up and, you know, how'd you get into music?
Yeah, sure. I was born in Washington, D.C. I'm a D.C. native, born in a women's hospital, what used to be women's hospital. I moved to Dallas, Texas when I was 5, and I kind of split time between Dallas, Texas with my dad and Washington, D.C. with my mom.
Was that just so you could tick off, football fans? You just go to the rival?
Man, hey, blame it on my parents, dude. Blame it on my parents. I must say I am a Dallas Cowboys fan. You can't live in Dallas and not be a Dallas Cowboys fan.
You know what, man? I just had the same conversation with Grant Hill the other day because his dad played for the Cowboys and they moved up here to Reston, Virginia, but he stayed a Cowboys fan because Roger Staubach named him. So, you know,
I think both of our teams are pretty tired of our teams.
Neither of us have been relevant for like 25, 30 years.
No. No, I'm like, I don't get why people even get mad about Cowboys fans anymore. It's not like we're winning.
It made sense when it was a rivalry, and now it's just like, oh, okay, you made the playoffs, but you lost. Oh, you didn't make it again this year. It's not really as exciting.
No, we're both just bitter.
Yeah, exactly. But so anyway, yeah, about yeah. You were going well, you
right. We digress. We moved, so yeah, spent some time kind of splitting time between Dallas, Texas and D.C. In that time, I really, in Dallas, I was an all white community, and in D.C., I was an all black community. And so my entire life, I've kind of had to figure out how to fit in. You know, I've had to be the odd kid in most situations. When I was in D.C., you know, I was a kid, called me Little Texas, and I had, you know, I talked like what they call like a little white boy. And then when I was in Texas, you know, I was obviously the only black kid in an all white neighborhood. And so I think helped manifest what I am as an artist, which I am a person that can bring together different kinds of people and make every single person, no matter what your walk of life, no matter what color your skin, no matter what, I try to make people feel comfortable and accepted and understood and heard. And that goes to my artistry. This show that we're doing, it's a show that has every single beat and feel under the sun. We do Afro Cuban, we got Afro beat, we got, you know, Stevie's typical funk feel, we've got love ballads, we've got some rockers, we've got reggae. I mean, it's everything that I stand for, which is just bringing and meshing different cultures together, because that's what I am. I'm a biracial individual who wants to bring different kinds of people together and realize that there's so much beauty in all of our cultures.
Perfectly said, and perfect place to leave it. Again, everyone, it is called Hotter Than July, Stevie Wonder. It's going to be down at the Signature Theater over in Shirlington, Virginia, now through July 17th. So get your tickets now at sigtheater.org. That's theater with an R-E, by the way. And thank you so much for joining us, Mark G. Meadows. Well, I got to make sure I say the G, because Mark Meadows is a different connotation in D.C. Man, these days.
I get an email like once a month from either a supporter of his or from somebody who hates him. And I'm just like, y'all, I'm not that guy.
My friend, the Fox 5 movie critic, Kevin McCarthy, is constantly getting emails as well. But
yep.
Anyway, Mark G. Meadows, the G, is going to be leading this concert. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jason.